Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a mid-bass texture system from scratch for that 90s rave flavor, but still tight enough for modern drum and bass. Think hollow, rewired, slightly broken in a good way. And we're doing it with Ableton stock devices only. Here's the core idea. Treat mid-bass like a small mix, not a preset. We're going to split one synth performance into three purposeful layers. One layer is the stable body that survives on small speakers. One layer is the wide, chorused, crunchy rave texture, and one layer adds rhythmic movement that pumps with the drums. Your sub stays separate and boring on purpose. Stability down low, character in the mids. Before we touch any devices, quick setup. Set tempo to around 174 BPM. Create three tracks, one for sub, one for mid bass, and optionally a drum bus. Later we'll group the sub and mid into a bass bus, but don't rush it. And a monitoring habit that will save you. Do a lot of this at low volume. Check mono regularly. And every once in a while, throw a high pass on your master around 120 Hz just to judge the mid layers without the sub flattering everything. If it still grooves when the lows are gone, you're winning. Now, on the MID bass track, load waveatable. This is our clean generator. We're not going for finished sound here. We want a controllable mid source that takes processing well. Set oscillator 1 to basic shapes and aim between square and pulse, around the middle. That gives you that rich, hollow harmonic structure. Oscillator 2 can beat a sine or triangle. Very quiet, like 10 to 20%, just around the harsh edges. Keep unison off for now. If you spread the core too early, you lose the punch that holds the line together. Turn on the filter. MS2 is a good choice, or PRD if you want it a bit sharper. Start with cutoff somewhere in the 250 to 600 Hz zone. Resonance around 10 to 20%, and add a little drive, like 2 to 5 dB. Don't overthink the cutoff yet, because we're going to automate later in the movement layer. Now the amp envelope. We're doing short, talky stabs that interlock with drums. So keep attack basically instant, maybe 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds. Sustain pulled down, like -6 to -12 dB. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. The key is, notes should stop cleanly so the drums stay clear. Let's write a 2-bar MIDI loop. Pick a root note like F or G. Use short 1/8 to 1/16 style stabs with some syncopation. The exact pattern isn't sacred, but it should feel like an engine. Steady, a little nervous, and leaving pockets for the snare. Also, little teacher tip. Try not to start a bass note on the exact same 1/16 as your snare transient unless you mean it. Tiny nudges by a 1/32 can create that classic push-pull. Cool. Now we turn this into a layering system. After waveatable, add an audio effect rack. Create three chains and name them core, rave texture, and movement. Same synth performance feeding each chain, but each chain has a different job. Extra coach move. At the very start of each chain, drop a utility. This is your pre-gain trim. Why? Because devices like Redux and Amp react totally differently depending on input level. If you balance chains by turning the chain faders, you can accidentally change the distortion character. So use utility gain to set consistent drive into the chain, and use chain volume for mixing. You'll thank yourself later. Let's build the core chain first. This is the always audible body. It should read on small speakers and stay centered. At EQ8, high pass somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz. We're not letting the mid layer fight the sub. If it feels boxy, dip gently around 250 to 400 Hz. If it needs a bit more presence, a small lift around 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz can help, but keep it subtle. Then add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This is about density, not fuzz. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. The point is to make it feel steady and held in place, not smashed. That's the core. If you mute everything else and it still grooves with the drums, you're set. Now the rave texture chain. This is the 90s air layer. Wide, chorused, resampled vibes, but it must not add mud. Start with EQ8 first. High pass higher than you think. Roughly 200 to 350 Hz. This layer is not for weight, it's for character above the body. Add chorus ensemble. Use chorus mode. Slow rate, like 0.25 to 0.6 Hz. Amount around 30 to 60%, width 120 to 200%, and mix around 25 to 45%. We're aiming for swirl and whiteness, not seasickness. After that, add redux. Start with downsample around 2 to 6 and bit reduction around 6 to 10 bits, maybe start at 8. Be careful, redux can go from nice edge to broken radio fast. If it's stealing attention, back it off and let it be felt more than heard. Then add auto filter set to bandpass. Tweepable zone. Somewhere between 700 Hz and 2.5 kHz. Resonance around 20 to 40%. Right now keep envelope minimal. This bandpass is like your rave lens that focuses the texture into a readable spot. Then add utility at the end for width. Push width to around 140 to 180%. If your utility has bass mono, set it around 150 to 250 Hz to keep low mids from getting wobbly in stereo. Quick stereo discipline tip. Wide texture is amazing, but moving stereo can smear clarity when the drums get busy. Later, you can automate this width down during fills so the snare stays sharp. Now the movement chain. This one is about rhythmic talk and groove interaction. It should pump with the drums and add motion without turning the whole bass line into mush. Start with EQ8 and high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. Then auto filter, low pass 24 dB slope, cut off anywhere from 300 Hz up to 1.5 kHz depending on section. Resonance around 15 to 30%. Turn the LFO on, sync it to the tempo, and set rate to 1/8 or 1/4, amount around 10 to 25%. That's your basic talk. If you want a more rewired, drifting vibe for a short section, try setting the LFO to 3/16 or 5/16 for 4 or 8 bars. It will slide against the grid in a very 90s way, without adding extra notes. After the filter, an amp, blues or rock mode works well. Keep gain moderate, like 10 to 25%. Keep bass low, mids moderate, treble to taste. Then add cabinet, 4x12 or 2x12, on axis for bite, off axis if it's harsh. Then add a compressor for sidechain. Sidechain from the kick, and optionally the snare if you want it to breathe on 2 and 4. Ratio 4 to 1, attack 1 to 3 ms, release 60 to 120 ms, aiming for about 2 to 5 dB of ducking. Important teacher note here, sidechain amount matters, but sidechain shape matters more. If it pumps but still masks the snare, tweak the release so the bass recovers in time. Often in DNB, the kick duck is short and the snare duck is slightly longer, even if it's subtle. You're carving space rhythmically, not just making it quieter. At this point, you have three layers. Now we make it playable. Go to the rack macros and map controls. Macro 1. Texture blend. Map the chain volumes for rave texture and movement so as one comes up, the other can come down a bit. Not fully inverse, just enough to keep the overall mid energy consistent while the character shifts. Macro 2. Mid bite. Map the core saturator drive from about 2 dB up to maybe 8 dB. This is your push it forward knob. Macro 3. Rave swirl. Map chorus mix from 20 to 50% and width from 120 to 200%. This is your make it feel like a bigger room control. Macro 4. Talk filter. Map the movement auto filter cutoff from around 300 Hz up to about 2 kHz. This is the one you'll automate most. Macro 5. Crush. Map redux bits from 10 down to 6, and downsample from 2 up to 6. And here's an advanced twist. Make your crush macro also pull the texture chain's bandpass or low pass slightly darker as it gets more destroyed. That way more chaos doesn't become brittle fizz. It becomes darker, heavier chaos. Now, before we arrange, do a quick phase check. Put everything in mono for a moment. If the core seems to vanish when you bring in other chains, that's often micro time or phase interaction. Stock Ableton fix, use track delay in the mixer, or put simple delay on one chain set to 100% wet, super short time, no feedback, and nudge by 0.1 to 1.0 milliseconds. Move it until the punch returns in mono. It's boring work, but it's the difference between big and mysteriously weak. Now let's get that authentic 90s printed vibe. Resampling. Create an audio track called MID Resample. Set input to resampling. Record 8 bars of your mid bass while you perform a couple macro moves, especially talk filter and texture blend. Don't go crazy. One main movement at a time. If everything moves, nothing hits. Once you've recorded it, try different warp modes on that audio clip. Beats mode with transient looping can give crunchy artifacts. Texture mode can smear in a way that feels like old time stretch. Then EQ to tame harshness, often in the 3 to 6 kHz area. Add a touch of saturator with soft clip. And if you want a little motion without stealing attention, use autopan extremely subtle. Half note or one bar rate, 10 to 20% amount, phase at 180 degrees. Now you can slice that resample and rearrange it like jungle edits. This is a big part of the vibe, printed audio that you cut up, not just a synth that runs forever. Here's a fun resample trick for old school flavor. Duplicate your resampled clip twice. Pitch one down 2 semitones, pitch the other up 3 semitones. Keep warp on. Low pass both and keep them quiet, fading them in and out as ghost layers. It mimics the cheap sampler pitch and time artifacts that people associate with 90s records. Now arrangement. Try a 16-bar drop sketch with call and response. Bars 1 to 4. Core only. Establish the groove. Let the drums and the body speak. Bars 5 to 8. Bring in movement and start opening the talk filter a bit. Keep it controlled. Bars 9 to 12. Introduce the rave texture wide layer. Now it feels bigger without actually adding low-end chaos. Bars 13 to 16. Do a varination or fill. A classic move is a micro-mute right before a stab. Mute only the core for 1/8 or 1/16, but let the texture tail continue. That creates a vacuum. Then the next hit lands huge. And every 8 bars, consider a printed fill. Grab one aggressive resample slice, hit it with bandpass and a quick crush, and place it on bar 8 beat 4 and bar 16 beat 4. Keep it consistent like a signature. Change only the filter cutoff each time. One more advanced musical trick. The 2-note rave lift. Keep your core MIDI pattern the same, but add a quick hit up a 5th, plus 7 semitones, right before a phrase change. Then automate it so only the texture chain really reacts. That way you get a rave flicker, without the whole bass line reharmonizing and stepping on the mix. Common mistakes to avoid while you build this. Don't let every layer live in the 100 to 400 HC range. That's instant mod. Don't go super wide in the low mids. Keep width mostly above around 200 HZ. Don't over-distort before you've controlled the tone with EQ, or you'll generate harshness you can't unhear. And don't forget groove interaction. A little ducking makes the bass feel bigger, not smaller, because the drums get to punch through. Mini practice assignment to lock this in. Build a 3-chain rack, write a 2-bar loop, then over 8 bars automate talk filter, and automate texture blend so the width appears more in the second half. Resample 8 bars, slice 1 bar into a rave stab fill with crush and bandpass, and drop it every 8 bars. Your goal is a 16-bar drop sketch, where the sub has space and the mid-bass evolves without getting messier. And if you want the real challenge, make a 32-bar drop where the MIDI never changes after bar 8. This audio version is shortened for playback.